Good morning and welcome to the first Senate Agriculture Committee. We don't have a quorum yet, but we do have an author here. So we will allow our author to go ahead and present our first bill, Senate Bill 253, related to the Canela Environmental Farming Act of 1995. Senator Dodd.
Great. Good morning, Madam Chair and members. SB 253 would require the California Department of Food and Agriculture to establish and administer an incentive-based conservation program. The bill would require the program to optimize wildlife habitat benefits while supporting the economic vitality of California agriculture by providing incentives and technical assistance to farmers and ranchers. Agriculture obviously is a major industry in the state of California. In addition to valuable open space and wildlife habitat, the management decisions and conservation practices of farmers and ranchers also enhance the environmental quality, provide recreational opportunities, and offer social benefits. In recent years, the delivery of on-farm conservation practices has declined. The decline is driven by the rising cost of agricultural production, including water and energy costs. More resources and tools are needed for California's farmers and ranchers to address climate change and provide multiple conservation benefits through on-farm practices. The purpose of the incentive-based conservation program is to provide assistance to agricultural producers who want to voluntarily make wildlife-friendly improvements on their land. The program would provide financial and technical assistance to agricultural producers who create fish and wildlife habitat and provide added environmental benefits such as improved water erosion control and conservation of groundwater. Operation of the program would be subject to an appropriation of funds by the legislature. SB 253 is supported by the Nature Conservancy, which is here with me today to testify in support of the bill.
Good morning, Chairwoman and members. My name is Liz Forsberg, and I am the Associate Director of Policy for the Nature Conservancy. We are here today in support of Senate Bill 253. Of California's approximately 100 million acres, 43 million acres are used for agriculture, and these working farms and ranches produce much of the country's food and fiber. These working lands also provide much of our state's open space and habitats that wildlife need. SB 253 would establish a new program to provide assistance to agricultural producers who want to voluntarily make conservation improvements on their land. With the help from the Environmental Farming Incentive Program created in 253, producers would be able to implement on-farm practices that deliver environmental benefits, such as improved water and air quality, conserve groundwater or surface water, or created wildlife habitat. Some of these habitat projects could include wildlife-friendly farming, fencing that allows for safe wildlife movement, flooding rice fields for migratory bird habitat, or the innovative practice of growing food for fish, which Mr. Cornwell will talk about. More resources and tools are needed for California's farmers and ranchers to address climate change. SB 253 would support science-driven investments that deliver benefits to public above and beyond what can be reasonably expected that landowners could provide on their own. The Environmental Farming Incentive Program would be similar to USDA's Natural Resource Conservation Service Program, but would be designed to provide a suite of on-farm practices best suited to meet California's diverse resource needs. California is the largest agricultural producer, and the state should do more to incentivize innovative conservation programs that will have tangible benefits for the environment and help improve our farm and ranch lands. We respectfully ask for your support.
Next witness, please.
Sure. Good morning, Madam Chairman and members, and thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of SB 253. My name is Roger Cornwell, and I'm the General Manager of River Garden Farms. River Garden Farms owns and operates over 15,000 acres of corn, walnuts, rice, alfalfa, sunflower, safflower, and wheat on the west side of the Sacramento River in Yolo and Colusa counties. River Garden Farms has been family-owned and operated since 1964, and our second and third generation of owners are dedicated to progressive farming and being an integral part of our local community. On the farm, there has been a long-standing commitment to manage resources and make significant investments for ecosystem improvements, both fish and wildlife. As a result, we have direct experience with the types of actions that this bill would incentivize and promote. To briefly outline two examples of actions that we have taken. First, our farm has participated in the TNC Bird Returns Program to help optimize the water bird habitat benefits in our seasonally flooded rice fields. In addition to decomposing rice straw, this prepares the fields for next year's planting. This practice provides critical habitat for migrating shorebirds as well. Secondly, we currently partner with Caltrout, UC Davis, and others to demonstrate the ability of flooded rice fields to grow fish food. Zooplankton and other bugs, or what we like to call floating fillet, that can be reintroduced into the Sacramento River for the benefit of the Chinook salmon and the wider food web. River Garden Farms is unique with a supportive partnership group and the size to take on these actions at scale. We are able to provide and explore new ways to enhance fish and wildlife habitat. But we are always aware of the fact that we are competing in a global economy and we need to maintain a high level of efficiency and productivity. SB 253 will create a framework at the state level that will promote actions that can benefit our economy and the environment, as well as streamline incentives so that all farmers can consider similar opportunities. I respectfully ask for your support for the measure. Thank you for your time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Other witnesses in support, please state your name and the group you're representing.
Hi, my name is Karen Burr. I am the Executive Director of the California Association of Resource Conservation Districts. And the RCDs have been working since the Dust Bowl era to address environmental concerns on ag property. So they've been making sure that farmers have access both to environmental practices and also keeping ag strong, for over 75 years. We've been able to do most of this work and keep agriculture as part of the environmental solution through our partnership with the Natural Resource Conservation Service. And we feel like having an analog here in the state would be really critical to making sure that we're able to expand that, particularly into areas that the federal government won't work, including climate change and cannabis and some of the other things that they aren't able to work in. So we feel like creating innovative programs that are California specific is really critical to the future of our state, combating climate change, and really moving environment and ag both forward.
Thank you. Next witness, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Lauren Nolan-Tajic on behalf of the California Rice Commission in support.
Pardon me. Good morning, Madam Chair and members. Adam Robin with the Northern California Water Association on behalf of our membership of water suppliers, landowners, and local government in Sacramento Valley, including River Garden Farms. We support the measure. We thank the author and the sponsors for bringing it forward. We ask for your aye vote.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman and members. Mark Smith on behalf of the Grassland Water District in support. Also on behalf of California Waterfowl Association in support, but are asking for an amendment. That small amendment just refers to an existing section of the Water Code where we talk about what we do with idled lands in terms of creating habitat values, and have talked to the sponsors about that. We'll continue to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, do we have any questions by committee members? Yes, Senator Caballero.
I have a question. The last comment by Mr. Smith was in regards to an amendment, and it wasn't clear to me whether the amendment it was agreeable or whether it was still under discussion. Or
we're not asking for it to be taken in committee today, okay. And we're perfectly capable, comfortable working with the author and the sponsors going
That's
forward.
That's great.
Yeah, we just heard about it, so we'd be happy to work with them for sure.
Okay, very good. That's great. I just want to say that I think that the work that's been done up in the rice fields is really tremendously important, because you've been able to figure out how to make a bunch of things happen that all work together. And this the new fish food project, and it was new to me last year, is tremendously important. So really, thank you for that, and so appreciate it.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members? First, we need to establish a quorum. So will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk?
Aye. Oh. I'm not excited about your bill, Senator.
I appreciate it, Senator, really.
Wilk, present. Caballero? Here. Caballero here. Glazer?
Here.
Glazer here.
Thank you. And now we will go ahead and vote to adopt the committee rules. So moved. Will Secretary please call the roll?
On the committee rules, Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye.
And now we will vote on the measure before us, Senate Bill 253 by Senator Dodd. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Need a motion.
I'll move the bill.
Thank you.
SB 253, the motion is due pass and re-refer to Natural Resources and Water. Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye.
That bill is out. Thank you very much.
Members.
And we're done.
That concludes the business for the Senate Agriculture Committee. Thank you.